And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you just tuned in, we're talking about brisket, but we took a little charcoal sidetrack there on that last segment, but but we're back. And charcoal's important. But so we've got this brisket all trimmed up, which we talked about in the second segment. And now what are you going to do with it, Bob? Because you taught me how to do this, so who am I to talk about it? You talk about where we go from here. It's laying on the bench, and you've got it all trimmed up. What do we do with it now?
Well, depends on if you want to make your own rub or just buy one.
Yep.
You can literally just do salt and pepper.
I like a little garlic on my beef. Yep. But
use garlic, salt, and black pepper. It'll be great.
Right. Yep.
A little paprika and onion powder. Great. A little brown sugar with it. Great.
Yep.
You know, it's the...
Right. Which is why the salt and pepper and a little garlic is just perfect for me.
Peachy.
Yeah.
Now, I like sugar on my pork butts, but most brisket rubs don't have a ton of sugar. They put some in it.
Right.
But either way, that's really up to you. Then cook the thing, you know. I like to do... Okay, so the cooler your fire, the more flavor in the smoke you'll get.
Right.
If you're using a pellet grill and cheating like Joppy likes to do.
It ain't cheating if it works.
If you're using a pellet grill, if you get above like 350, 3 1/4, 350 around there, you're really not putting out much smoke.
Right. It starts
you're
to
just
burn
baking
efficient.
It.
Right, right.
Where, so if you want it to be smoky the first few hours, keep your temperature down and put lots of flavor wood on it.
Right. So meat stops taking smoke at about 140 degrees
external. 150, yep.
External temperature.
Yep.
So if you want to get that smoke, you know, everybody rants and raves about barbecue with a smoke ring, right?
Yep.
And what a smoke ring is that lower temperature at the beginning of the cook, and you smoke up your cooking chamber, and the meat will absorb some of that. And as it cooks, it turns a pink color most of the time. And it's the first 1/8 to 1/4 inch in on the surface all the way around. And that's why it's a ring, because if you take a cut of the meat when it's done, that perimeter all the way around is going to be a pink color where the meat might be brown. You know. So anyway, but that's a smoke ring. That's what that talks about.
Right.
And everybody that ever been to a barbecue, the first time they go, they think that's raw, right? Oh, I don't like raw meat. It's pink. No, think about it. That's the part that was closest to the heat. That's going to be more done than anything. It just turns pink with the smoke. It's a phenomena.
Okay, so we were talking about flavor woods.
Right.
Now, here's a good idea for when you're not barbecuing. In the spring in particular, like right now, there's storms coming through. Depending on where you live, you may have trees on your property or your neighbor might. So what you want to try and do is identify the hickory, the peach, the pecan, anything like that.
Cherry.
Apple. Yep.
Stay away from smoke woods that have been in a commercial orchard because they've been treated with chemicals every year.
Right.
And that stuff gets into the wood, and I got no proven science that it's bad, but it just seems bad to me.
Yeah, no, that's a commonly held belief in the barbecue world, and I agree. So I'm cutting trees down like a madman right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how it started, but once you start.
Right.
I know why, because my son shot up that tree, and it was a death rat.
Right.
It was fixing to come down, I mean, like any minute.
Yep.
And so I had to trim some other trees. So I cut down a bunch of trees. Well, I have a bunch of hickory on my land.
Right.
So I think I gave you some.
I've cut it up into little discs for smoking. So it's good.
So when I had that tree down, I took my little chainsaw and I cut it into, I take those branches and I just make little hamburger patties out of them.
Right.
Boom, 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 boom. They're like a puck.
Yep.
And I have boxes and boxes of hickory puck. Guess why? They don't rot.
Right.
So,
and it's hardwood, and it makes a really good flavor on your food. Yeah.
And I had to store them inside because what I noticed is as soon as I cut a hickory tree down, the termites go nuts over the smell. And they will literally, these big, they look like praying mantis type animals, and they're termites of some sort, like a grasshopper looking alien thing. It's they're intimidating because a thousand of them will come in and just land on your trees. It's like, wham.
Yeah, it's like where'd they come from?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
So some of that wood you might have to store inside. For some reason, the hickory out in Lowell is termite
right.
bait.
So are we going to cook this thing?
Yeah.
So how do we do that?
275.
How long?
Till the internal gets to a buck and a half.
And then what?
Take it out and wrap it.
Right. Wrap it in what?
Old underwear, anything like
okay,
that.
Okay, man. Work. Well, that's flavor. That's flavor wood.
There's been wood there before.
maybe not so much as there used to be. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I like butcher paper. I'm a little scared about tin foil, aluminum foil. As you know, I'm a freak.
So the red butcher paper is a waxy butcher. It's butcher paper, man.
Yep, it's butcher paper.
And buy a roll of it for $20 and you'll have it for five years.
Wrap the hell out of it.
Right. But you wrap it up like a present. No tape. Just wrap it up.
Well, you could put tape on it if you wanted to keep it together. One little piece.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so this butcher paper, what it does is it starts to steam itself then.
You could use twine to keep it together.
Yes, you could.
Butcher's twine.
Yes, you could. Yep, but you want to wrap it up in a couple layers of this butcher paper because what you're trying to do is not lose the moisture, right? You're
yes.
wrapping this thing up. And,
yes.
and if you want to hydrate it, you could even put some beef broth or bouillon or whatever it is, Worcestershire, as you yep. said, in there with it to keep it hydrated because that's cheating a little bit.
Yeah, I don't even do that anymore. I just wrap it in butcher paper. I mean, a roll of that butcher paper, unfortunately, my wife found it, but a roll of that was like $50.
Yeah.
And she found it. She thinks it's really cute to put on the table before people come over for the smorgasbord.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. So it's like, no, get the cheap brown paper
it's
for that.
No, right? Yeah. Yeah, not the pink butcher paper.
It's like $3 a foot.
So anyway, so you wrap this thing at 150 and then you put it back on the smoker and you're going to let it go.
Pull it off at 195.
195 internal temperature. And this is where if you didn't separate your point and you're flat, that you're going to have a dilemma because the flat might be at 195, but your point's only at 170.
What's your point?
My point is separate them, right? Because they both want to be at 195, and then
okay,
it's going to be
okay, if you don't
perfect.
Want to separate the two, let's say you say, no, I like that fat between the flat and the point. I want to keep them together. I got a trick for that, too.
All right. Well, maybe we'll cut that trick when we get back. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Alan Bob Sports. And Merle says, under no circumstances shall two men share an umbrella.
All right.
Man Law.
Get your own.
Yep.
Get your own. So we've got this brisket up to 195, and you're going to take it off the smoker. What are you going to do with it?
Eat it.
You're going to let it rest,
I'm
right?
I'm going to eat it.
Right.
I'm going to tear it apart.
But just like every big chunk of meat that you take off a grill or a smoker, you're going to let it rest because all those juices have been racing around. And once they get off a direct fire like that or indirect for the smoker, they kind of draw back into the meat a little bit.
Yeah, and if I don't need to serve people, like I have to cook for a party day before Father's Day.
Okay.
And
I think I do too. That's a graduation party in June.
So I'll be feeding about 200 people for that. They want the meat at like 2 o'clock, and I'm going to stay at the party. So you know how that goes. I'm not staying up all night.
Right.
So I'm going to have that thing. I'm going to put it on at 10 o'clock at night. I'll get up at 5 or 6 in the morning like I always do, and I'll rebuild my fire if it's out, and it will be. I'll wrap those babies, and I might just throw them in the oven.
Right, because they've got the smoke on them.
Yeah.
And that's what the smoker's going to do.
Put them on cookie sheets.
Right.
Put some foil over
wrapped.
Them. Yep.
Yep.
So we'll see what we do with that. I would like to have another oven, like a bigger oven.
Yeah.
Because when you do those, it takes a bunch.
Yep. They use a lot of room up. But
so I'll probably use your trailer smoker.
Yeah.
Since I don't have one anymore.
Right, that's what it's there for. Yeah, that's what it's there for. So, but you let these things rest. And then there's a tip that we should have covered on the front end of this show that we didn't. When you're trimming your brisket, you want to cut across the grain. There, when you lay a brisket on the cutting board, you're going to see a grain in this where the fibers are running left to right, top to bottom.
Yep. However,
but what you want to do is when
dog
you slice
ear,
this,
cut yeah, a dog ear
just
on
cut
it.
A little dog ear on that one corner across the grain, so that when you get it, because when you get this thing done cooking, you're not going to be able to see that grain anymore because
right.
there's seasoning and a crust on there.
Right.
But for serving purposes, you want to cut across that grain because the piece of meat that you're going to get on your plate then is going to not be stringy. It's going to come apart like
yep.
you want it to come apart.
Yep.
So, and you'll know if you're cutting it, it's a 90-degree deal.
Yep.
You got to go across, not with. If you go with, you'll know on the first cut.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget, May 14th and 15th, Al and Bob Sports. Come down, and we're gonna give you a little taste of some brisket and some butts and who knows what's.
Right, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week and listening to this crazy banter. Barbecue Bob, glad you're back from vacation, and we'll be doing this again next week, and who knows what we'll talk about, but it's sure to be tasty. So we'll talk with you next week.